how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, listeners. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely, and today I am tackling the topic of the prescriptive cocktail of menopause and perimenopause in a series of podcasts. This is number four, part four. Today, we're going to talk about blood pressure medication and statin drugs, cholesterol-stopping medication. This is something that we have seen become the largest trend in healthcare over the last, probably 15 years now, which is the statin drugs in particular. And, the problem with it is the science has actually shown that controlling cholesterol is actually not an appropriate factor when you're looking at the heart attack and stroke and heart disease risk for women. And another way to say that would be to say that the cholesterol markers that we're looking at in the blood lipid panel, is actually not a great predictor of whether or not someone will have a heart attack. Now, that's fascinating when you think about the industry that has built around this particular medication. And for a long time, the statin drugs were the number one most prescribed medication, right up there with pain meds and antidepressants. Now, if those three things are not a social commentary on our society, I don't know what is. But that is going to be another podcast. So to go back to statins, a French study actually showed that women who have low cholesterol have increased morbidity, meaning you're more likely to die from low cholesterol than if your cholesterol is normal. And I think that's a message that's really being missed. Another thing that's super important when you're considering the cholesterol picture is that we've really vilified cholesterol, but in fact, it's a very important fatty acid that is in every cell in our bodies. It makes up our cell membrane. It also has an important role in converting the hormone and vitamin D at the level of our skin when we get sunshine on our skin. The cholesterol is what converts the hormone D from the sun, which is D2, into D3 or cholecalciferol. Without that conversion, we'll be vitamin D deficient. And how many times have you heard about our society having a problem with vitamin D deficiency? Certainly true here in Canada, northern North America, and where we are inside covered up for 6 months out of the year, sometimes more like 8 months out of the year. So we definitely have an issue with that here in the northern hemisphere. Now, I think the other thing that's really important to note is that hormones are the base molecule. Let me say that another way. Cholesterol is the base molecule for hormones. Yes, if you're taking medication that reduces your cholesterol, you can't possibly have hormonal balance. I can hear the crickets in my ear right now. It's true. It's true. And I'm willing to bet that whoever's prescribing that medication for you is not educating you on that. So the other thing that's really interesting about these statin drugs as a known side effect is the muscle aches and pains that comes with that. And sometimes that goes away and sometimes it doesn't, but I see it all the time in my practice, in my wellness practice. Older patients who are taking cholesterol medication or cholesterol reducing medication and actually having system-wide aches and pains with their muscles. And that's a big deal. I mean, that's quality of life stuff. So you really need to ask the question, do I need to be taking this statin medication? Do the research. I don't think the numbers in the blood panel are a really good indicator of how healthy you are. I think that you should be asking questions. I don't want you to just elect yourself away from this medication. I really want you to just give you some information to arm yourself with so that you can speak to your healthcare provider and ask the questions that you haven't known to ask before now. I think this is all really important stuff. Again, I'm going to say it. Hormonal balance requires the nutrients necessary to make the hormones. You can't not have estrogen dominance if you can't make progesterone. In order to have progesterone, you need cholesterol. You also need adrenal balance. It's a dance. It's a dance. You need cholesterol in your body. Don't let anybody tell you that you should not have it, or for whatever reason, it's bad. There is no bad cholesterol. Okay. The other thing you need to know is this whole butter versus margarine thing. I'm going to make it really simple for you. Margarine is a processed food that is very similar in molecular structure to plastic. Does that make sense to put it in your body? It's not good for your heart. The makers and manufacturers of margarine would like you to believe that with their fancy ads on television. It's not good for your heart. That's just a made-up bit of information. So eat from the earth, eat natural foods, eat natural products. If it has a label on it, chances are man's had a chance to mess around with it, and it's probably not all that good for you. So this is my permission slip to you. Eat butter. Butter's much better for you, and it's tastier, and it keeps you satisfied longer, and it provides some really essential nutrients that that we can't really get anywhere else. So there you go. Don't ask me about margarine. I gave you the scoop. If you choose not to listen, well, I can't help you. Okay, to move on to blood pressure medication, very, very common. And what I would like to say about this one's a little simpler. First of all, most of us have the issues with the high blood pressure because we're dehydrated. So we don't have enough blood volume, or our blood is sticky or static, meaning it's not moving the way it should through the system, through the pipes, the veins and arteries. And it just means we need to drink more water. Listen, water is free. It is cheap and easy, I like to say. And that's like my favorite thing. So make sure you're drinking enough water. Then test your blood pressure and see how things are showing up there. So to talk about the spiritual aspect of these particular disorders, if you will, that is high cholesterol and blood pressure that's not normal, if you will. I see these things showing up when women have spent their lives taking care of others instead of themselves. Or you followed the drive to succeed without making time to self-care with food and healthy physical and mental activities. So this is the payoff, is that you're in this place where your system is out of balance and you need to take a look at it. Also, does your heart hurt because you don't remember who you are? If that's the case, do the work. Figure out who you are. It's fun. Life should be like ordering from a menu at a restaurant. Oh, I'll try this today. Or how about this? That sounds fun. That seems kind of adventuresome. Be childlike. Again, be childlike in your choices. Have a good time with it. That's what life's all about. Well, I'd sure love to hear what you're thinking about this series of talks, podcasts on the prescription cocktail of menopause, perimenopause. Sure love to hear your comments. Please go to the Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense podcast. I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely. You can find out more about me on my website, drlovely.expert. Thanks for listening. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
About Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast.
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.